It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. This July 15th, 2024. How the heck are you? Does it not seem like, at first it seems like 100 years since I've been here, and then it feels like it was only yesterday. So I get confused on which one it is, but come on in if you're new to the show, or if you want to join us in the chat. I hope to have a fun show today. There's a lot to talk about. I know I say that every time, but there really is. There's some good stuff going on. There's some terrible stuff going on. There's some scary stuff going on. There's some not scary stuff going on. Let's sort it out. Okay, so the way you get here is go over to 12radio.com and click the chat link on the left-hand side. You'll see it'll bring you over to the Facebook page. You don't have to talk. You can just come sort of join the party. You can be a part of just a community of people that love astrology and love what we're doing and watch and see what we do. So when you come to the room, Jay, who is back from vacation, welcome back, Jay. I hope it was a great trip. I haven't talked to you yet. Let's do that. He's put up the banner, and if you scroll down a little bit on the banner and click the comments, there's a few comments there, and you have to sort through and do all comments, but you'll get there like me, and you'll see Ali Shea is in the house. Good morning. Good morning, Ali Shea. Thanks for being here. Catherine's in the house. Good morning, Catherine. Thanks for joining us. Catherine's an advisor at 12listen.com, which is really getting a lot of use these days because our people are good. Did you know that? If you have not been to 12listen.com, to amass this group of talent that we have and have it not be run by a corporation, to have it be like a generous payout to them. It's like, and I say that in terms of if you've ever worked with hotlines of that nature, they're usually not quite as friendly to their group. And I love my group and I'm proud of them. So Catherine's one of those groups. Lynn's in the house. Hi, Lynn. Good morning. Mark and the 12 cosmic cohorts. Looking forward to today's show. What a nice graphic. Thanks, Lynn. It's good to have you here. Maureena, thank you for being here. Welcome. Hi, Renee. Hi, Denise. I'm so glad you're here. I love your doggy. That's such a sweet picture. Oh, my God. You know, it's fun to watch our little animals season up a little bit. I'm watching Javi and Duncan do, like yesterday I said, give me your butt. Because, okay, after a walk, I get these fresh towels. I have those little wet towels and a little thing. So we come in from the walk and I do their face really good because their nose has been in everything. And so I scrub their face and then I go, give me the butt. And I get their butt and I wipe their butts with this stuff and do a fresh rag for each of them. Okay, that's the most Virgo I get. Now, though, the phrase, give me your butt, has been when a little Havanese wants you to pick them up, they back into you. It's so darn cute. So yesterday, I said to Duncan, give me your butt. And he turns around and with his little face looking at you and hands you his butt so you'll pick him up. It's so cute. And if you, you know, so I sort of like these guys a little bit. And so thank you for sharing me your furry animal and your feathery animals. I've had them all. I've had salamanders, birds. I've had chameleons. I've had doggies, cats. And I think it's like the Cancerian part of me that just sort of like becomes one with, like, this is my tribe, whoever it is now in this cycle. These are my tribe. And I know you all feel the same way. So welcome to all of you. And I'll keep checking in on the posts and see how we're doing. So feel free just to post your thoughts and comments up there. I'd love to hear from you. Now, we're in a cycle of enormous change. And some of you are feeling it way more than others. And some of you are actually going through life transformations as we speak. What's fun about astrology is to be able to take some of these moments and sort of dissect them and or look at the global picture. Because, you know, we all have times when Life, boring. I'm like, when did that happen? Or how did I get here? So there are these wake up moments. And ever since Liz Green taught me the word zeitgeist, to understand sort of like the zeitgeist, which is sort of the subconscious theme that occurs that everybody's involved in, like that when the zeitgeist changes is when there's a major event. It changes the zeitgeist. It can change the trajectory of how we're projecting into the world. It can change how we're feeling, what we're looking at. 9/11 sort of changed the zeitgeist. You know, it was sort of like that changed our how we all perceived one thing, right? Whether it was the world or safety or whatever. The assassination on Donald Trump. Attempted assassination on Donald Trump day before yesterday was one of those moments where it looked surreal. And you know what was so interesting for me about it? I've been trying to heal within me the divide that the country represents. I've been trying to sort of like, I don't want to live my life like that anymore. I don't want to live in the you're good, you're bad, you're good, you're bad, you're good, you're bad. I just don't want to. There's too many nuances. There's too many things that I've noticed that I have been unwilling to understand, unwilling to take in, unwilling to breathe through, unwilling to sort of like open to. And I also realize the level at which it cripples my life to hold such rigid ideologies and views and letting an outside source sort of guide that, right? And it's not, I'm not doing veiled innuendos. It's not, I'm not anti-media. I'm just anti-drinking everything I read and sort of, you know, especially in this day of social media, people send me things that this is the truth. Google it. That's the new thing. Well, no, F you. I'm not Googling anything. Talk from your truth. Hopefully you've done your research. You're going to explain it to me. But anyway, that's not the point. What the point is that when that happened yesterday, I actually was day before yesterday, I was very sad. I don't like this part of the country. I don't like this part of our life. I don't like this reality that we just sort of like have come to accept, you know? And it's about shootings and it's all the whole thing. And so I knew last week, I was reading this article, I knew this week was going to be monumental, and I couldn't wait to talk to you all about it. And one of the people that I follow is Frederick Woodruff, Woodruff, who is on Substack. And it's weird because I was reading him, and every time he makes a subtle little reference, he's a little weird about his birthday, right? And every time he makes a subtle little reference, it's like he's written an article or said something that is literally identical to my life. It was weird. I mean, I was like, God, you know, he loves Joni Mitchell. Well, Joni Mitchell shaped large part of my early upbringing because she's a Scorpio and she wrote lyrics that I was able to dive into. And I obsessed about her as a young boy, right? I just, every lyric I was just crazy. And he writes this article about the hissing of summer lawns. And that's the name of her album. One of her albums when she started the foray into jazz. And I was like, wow. And he was talking about, you know, he was just seeing the world the way I was. It was weird. And then he would make these references about living as a water sign. Okay. Living as a person with predominantly water. Okay. And then needless to say, I did reach out and say, hey, your life is kind of uncanny like mine. And this is my birthday. And he just said, that's uncanny. That's all basically. So no validation, nothing. It's fine. If he is sort of like a twin, astrological twin, that's, I understand that response. Like, okay, that's nice. But what do you want really? Right. So anyway, he wrote an article called Algol, the demon star. And he says the head of the article, you can find it on Substack. I think you have to subscribe to him. But it's Algol, Algol. The demon star is ready for its close-up is the name of it. And it says, Mars and Uranus land on the fixed star Algol next week. And then he says, thoughts and prayers for Donald Trump and Joe Biden. That was July 10th he wrote that article. So I followed up A little, and I've been paying attention to it because this fixed star, which is a cluster of stars, essentially, I don't really understand fixed stars, but it's like a fixed constellation of stars. This algol is sort of like the meaning. It's the meaning of it is sort of like the voice of transformation, like the head of Medusa, the Satan's voice. There's a ton of little, like in different languages, what it means. And it's at 26 degrees of Taurus. That's where it sits. And, you know, it's like astrologers haven't mentioned this before. I hadn't heard of it before. But that becomes really significant because at 26 degrees, now there's 30 degrees in a sign, and and these fixed stars have little places, and some of us are born with them. Now, it's interesting that Trump is born with the fixed star Regulus, which is the Leo star, at the exact degree of his rising sign, right? And it's basically about a person's ability to ascend as royal, but also to fall very quickly, like to go up and then down. And it seems like it sort of matches a little of his life. Algol at 26 degrees is in and of itself not a big deal, but what happens is Mars and Uranus, two planets that have to do with shattering things, right, or piercing through things, they're at 26 degrees today, which means they were at 25 degrees yesterday and the day before, which is enough to cause a connection, right? And Trump has 26 degrees of not Taurus, but of Leo, which is a true connection, like a tight connection. And it's not an easy one. And so does Biden. And it's like, wow. So what does that mean? And then we see this event happen, right? So after you read about this stuff and then you see this event, you're like, okay, this is kind of fun to watch. Like, it's not fun. Nothing about it is fun. Like I told you, it kind of made me sad. It kind of broke my heart. I don't want to see, that's not what I want to see. I want to see good debate, and I want to see good, honest, like, I want to see people sort of come together for the good. But what's interesting is after the attempt, now the news is that Trump threw away his "how awful the world is" speech, and he's going to try to lower the temperature, which is like, what? Like, really? Because that's not something you expect from Donald Trump. And so then I heard the Biden campaign was taking away their hateful rhetoric commercials and toning down the temperature. Is that possible? Is it possible that we make a collective decision to not go in the direction that we're headed? Because that seemed like that's where we were headed. Like, this was going to be the absolute ugliest election I think we've ever had. I can't speak for the past too much. I mean, the past before I was born, but I can say this looked pretty ugly. And this is a time period where people aren't afraid to speak. This is a time period where their voices are magnified, like tremendously magnified. Social media is like everything could be our greatest friend and our worst enemy. So if you look at, And at first I originally had Donald Trump's chart here, and I thought, you know what? I don't want to mislead people. I don't want to like start making this a thing. I don't want to, you know, but because I wanted to do Joe Biden's too, and like, you know, I didn't want to get too political because it's such a hot topic. But I did want to meet you in a neutral place of none of us approve of assassination. None of us approve of assassination or killing. Nobody here. I know you all don't. So seeing it didn't tickle my fancy. It didn't sort of say, "Ooh, that's what people get when they're mean," or that. And none of that. I know a lot of that's going on. It's not happening here. What I want to have happen here is that we get an understanding of how to ride and navigate these seriously turbulent times. Mars and Uranus, you guys, they connect every 2 years. I remember being at a Elitch Gardens on a roller coaster, buckled in, and I remember thinking to myself, Mars and Uranus are conjunct today. And I waved my hand and said, "Can you get me out of here, please? I want Elf. I want off. I do not want to do this ride. I embarrassed my friend who stayed. Nothing happened. But he, you know, when he came back, he goes, nothing happened. See, and I was like, yeah. And how do we know that I was on it, it would have? I mean, I don't know. We don't know what we're changing events. But you have to honor yourselves. I was like, I don't care. They can laugh at me. People can point, talk, do whatever. But in that moment, I am not riding my ass upside down on a roller coaster. It's not going to happen. Marjoranus, sorry. And so, yeah, I mean, it is sort of weird because trying to predict Mars and Uranus is sort of silly because the minute you predict it, the opposite happens, blah, blah, blah. But I don't care. You got to follow your gut, what you know, what you learn. And those are two really volatile planets. I wasn't surprised to hear super intense news over the weekend. I wasn't surprised. But what I was surprised at how we're responding to it. Now, I know everybody jumped to conspiracy theories. Now, here's another one. This isn't a conspiracy theory. The man who shot him, let me think if I can, something Matthew, whatever, what's his last name? We'll get it. I don't care. It's not a big deal. I'll get it, though. The guy, Timothy, here, I have it here. It's got to be, play this right so everybody knows we're on the same page. The guy's name was Thomas Matthew Crooks. His head was blown off, right? He's the one that attempted the assassination. And get this, born with one of the strongest, most ridiculously close Mars-Uranus conjunctions. Born with it in his natal chart. And Mars was retrograde at the time. So it's even, you know, some people would consider that a really powerful conjunction because it's going to hit three times and that's in the middle of it. So you look at things like that and you're like, wow. Now, that's the fun of astrology in hindsight, because nobody's going to look at his chart and say, you're going to try to assassinate somebody and get shot in the head. So it doesn't have, and the only fun of this is to see a reinforcement of the fact that there is a tie to us and everything around us, that there is a forever flowing, inseparable, inextricable connection that we have to the energies around us. That's the one thing we can believe in. And you don't have to believe in that either. You can see it all as coincidence. I don't care. Beliefs are just beliefs. What I do like as an astrologer is to see that reinforced. The idea that, wow, you can go. That's why I don't like future predictions in astrology. I don't like doing that. Nobody knows how it's going to affect your chart. People, you know, they get lucky and they say, yeah, I've had astrologers say, oh, you know, they can predict death. And it's like, just please go away. How does that serve anybody? I don't know. I don't care. It's like you can look at somebody's chart and say, I can tell you when your parents are going to die. Is that right? Really? Well, please go away. And if you talk to people that are that arrogant, I hope you'll remember in your head either do whatever you need to do. But for me, it's not my bag. I don't like it. I don't like it because you're altering the course of people's experience here. And once those seeds are planted, that's why I'm so cautious with my psychic hotline. It's like once the seed is planted, if you're not strong, you're kind of screwed. Because you can't, like when we first opened, I think I remember telling you we were interviewing psychics at the store back in 89. And my mom came to get a reading and this woman was supposed to be the best. And she takes her upstairs and she tells my mom, my dad's going to die. My mom comes downstairs and goes white face. I mean, like pale, like blood drained out of her face. I said, what's the matter? She said, your father's going to die. I went, what? She said, yeah, I'm nervous wreck. Oh my God. And I fired her instantly. I went upstairs and fired her. And she said, well, that's what the card said. I said, no, that's what you said. That's what you said. There's many types of deaths. And you said, and she said, well, I'll stand by it. Well, he didn't die. He retired. He lived 25 more years. I mean, it was like crazy. So you have to be careful. And that's what, to me, social media does to us. The same effect. You read something in social media, you take it as the truth. And now you're tainted forever. You can't get rid of it. You can't erase it. You can't get it out of your head. You don't know if it was true or not now. You don't know if the picture you saw is real. You don't know if what you're hearing is based in anything. What you know is that you let it in. Now, there is a theory that if you let it in and it stuck, you already had a belief that it was true anyway. And you just found something to validate what you already believe. So you have to be aware and careful that what you believe right now, the sum total of your thoughts, you have allowed, you have manifested, and you're letting it walk. And if you don't change them, if you don't want to change them, you won't. But if you want to change, if you want to live a life that isn't sort of like based on your hatred of somebody or your love of somebody or anything like that, then you have to be able to move the furniture around on your insides a little bit. Kind of like a psychic redecorating. And it's not easy because people that you've attracted into your life now expect you to be a certain way. And you'll lose them. We don't like that. I don't like when people change on me. I had people that I worked with that became born again Christians. No offense to born agains if you're listening. I doubt many of you are, but if you are, I've had people in my life convert and renounce me. Doreen Virtue did it to her group, spending thousands of dollars on her programs, talking to the angels, and now they're all demons. And it's painful. She got rejected big time. She got adopted by the Christian groups, but she got rejected big time by the New Age groups. And I was one of the biggest vocal anti-critics. I was one of the biggest critics of her, unashamedly coming out and saying, you don't get to do that to my people, to our people. You don't get to do that. And I got a lot of hate mail too. I got people quitting on me because of my stance against Doreen Virtue. I don't care, whatever. People, see what I mean about beliefs? You change them. Like, we're together because we're all aligned with astrology. That's great. But if I come to you next week and say, look, I've renounced astrology, it's for the devil, I don't think y'all be listening to me. You better not be listening to me anymore. I'll be like disappointed. I'll never do that. Knock wood. I'll never do that. I love my astrology. I see it as such a divine gift. I think it's such a sweet and lovely opportunity and a tool for us to see our connection to all living things, to all dead things, to everything. And so we use it. And so during this time, if there is going to be a temperature change politically, it will be something that I think brought about by a couple of things. Pluto experiencing its last foray to its place in the U.S. chart. So Pluto, the U.S. is having its Pluto return. I want to talk to you about returns too. I have a little bit to talk about. But when we became a country on Independence Day, I believe it's 1776. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Pluto return, Pluto was at 29 Capricorn, and now it's back there again. So it's like we've had a full cycle of Pluto. And so this is big for the U.S. It's changing. We're changing, and we're seeing it, our maturity, and we're seeing the development. Now, real quickly on this topic of returns, every planet, okay, when you take your first breath, the planets freeze. Wherever their positioning is, they freeze, and that's your life. It's a photograph. It's a map of your characteristics, of what's available to you, the tools that you have access to. And that doesn't change. It never changes. People like astrologers like to find magic in moving it forward and advancing it, but nothing speaks to like the moment of your first breath when you take life. When a building takes life, when a marriage takes life, they all get charts. Then planets are frozen. Where they were in time around the earth, they're frozen there. And that will forever be a little map for you. And it's so fun and it's so important that you treat it like a map, because it's useful if you ever get stuck, if you ever feel that you're in a place where you can't maneuver life, you have your map. And you can see in that map, were you hurt? Are you allowed to express your moon? Because did you have a family that stopped you from being able to do your emotional needs or to express yourself or whatever? And you can see what you leaned on heavily. And you can also see what you might need to work on to bring out. What a tool. What an amazing tool. So when you take that breath and all the planets freeze, they all have a number up to 30 degrees. It's up to 29 degrees. It's like a clock. It tells us about what point in that constellation or sign that it was in. So Donald Trump was born at 22 degrees Gemini. Okay. And so it had in seven more degrees, it would be the very last degree of Gemini, and then he would have been a Cancer. So it would have been about, what, seven more days? And so wherever you took your breath and the sun freezes, Biden was at 29 degrees of Scorpio, very last degree of Scorpio. And so that 29 is always with him. So wherever your sun is, wherever your moon is, whatever number is associated with that part of your chart, that number is really helpful. Now, let's just focus on the sun sign for a minute. Like right now, we're in the season of Cancer, right? So it'll soon be about the 21st of July. It'll go into Leo, and that's next week, actually. It goes into Leo, and then we're all the Leo energy for 30 days, and then it goes into Virgo for 30 days. And then inside of that, depending on when in Virgo your birthday is, you'll have a degree associated with where the sun was clicking into each little of the 30 little pegs that compose Virgo. If you are at the beginning of the season, you'll be at 1 degree Virgo. If you're near the middle, you'll be maybe 15 degrees Virgo. And that is, so it works like that. But you'll get a number assigned to you based on your time of birth and your date. Date's actually really important here, and time is less important when it involves the sun sign. As long as you know your date of birth, you can know pretty much what degree your sun is in. That now, every year when you take your breath, that chart is frozen and you will forever, like Trump will always have 22 Gemini as his sun sign. Biden will always have 29 degrees Scorpio as his sun sign. And every year the sun will make a return to that point, right? It has to. The sun goes in a big circle. It goes through every sign of the zodiac. And at some point during near your birthday, it's going to go back to the degree that you were born with. But it's not going to be the exact same day or the exact same time. And I think that's obvious for you guys to understand that. So Trump is born June 14th, 1946, 22 degrees of Gemini. Well, the next 22 degrees of Gemini would have been last month sometime. And I doubt it would have been June 14th. It might have been June 13th. Might have been June 15th, but it'll be close, but it won't be the exact moment. It can be the same day, but it may, like, to the exact return with the minutes and everything in place is a moment in time. And every year you get a new one. Every year you get what's it called? The sun is called the solar part of the chart, the solar return. And guess what? You have a moon. And every month you get a lunar return. And you have a Mercury. And probably every year, year and a half, you get a Mercury return or a Venus return or a Mars return. And the United States is having a Pluto return because Pluto, after we incorporated, Pluto kept moving. And 200 some years later, it's back. It's having a Pluto return. So wherever a planet comes back, it could take years, it could take months, it could take whatever. Whenever it comes back, you're having the return. The solar return is your birthday. So every year you might have the sun come back to that moment in time, that degree, that exact degree and the minutes match too. And that's your solar return birthday. That's your birthday. It could be a day early. It could be a day after the one that you were actually born on because the sun wobbles and we wait for that exact moment. And that's your solar return. And there are people, John's one of them, who love interpreting solar return charts because it's a different chart. It's the year chart. So the sun would be at the same degree that you were born, but all the other planets are going to be different because many years later. And we have a bunch of solar return charts. There's the other solar return, the other birthday report, anything that says birthday report or solar return report at 12reports.com. That's your solar return. And you want to get those near your birthday. You don't want to do it to it because they're always run for the birthday of the following year. Unless I have a few people that order them like 6 months early so they can plan. Some of the returns say, don't be in the city that you're in. If you move, your solar return will be better. Please do not buy into that superstition. That is superstition. And if you're somebody who deeply believes it and follows it, God bless you. Enjoy. Just enjoy your belief. I don't care. I don't care. But I do, as an astrologer, don't buy into it at all. I believe it's like, here it comes. Let's just see what the energies look like. What do I have available to me? And you play with it. And moving to another city to have your birthday, the moment of birth, is like believing you know more than your soul, believing you know more than whatever. Just, it's like, it's silly. It's trying to beat a clock, and it's sort of just enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Have your birthday. Have your solar return. So I wanted to mention the solar returns because those are big years, and everybody has one every year. We don't celebrate as much on the Venus returns, but if you were born with Venus in Cancer, like Trump was born with Venus in Cancer, and Venus just was in Cancer, so he's had a little bump in his people feel good about him bump, right? And it works like that. And when you have your Venus return, people feel good about you too. In fact, when you know that people are going to feel good about you, it's a good day to do what I do, and it's manipulate the hell out of the world. No, I am teasing. But I do torture people when it's my Venus return because I know they just have to like me. What can I say? Okay, hold on. Let me hit refresh here, see how y'all are doing. Okay, I hit refresh. I got to hit my comment. I see you all have you have some things to say, so let me come and get you. Okay, all comments, and here we go. Thank you, thank you. All right, Laura's in the house. Hi, Laura. Welcome, Nadine. Good morning, Mark. I'm looking forward to the wisdom and the funny parts. Thank you. Hi, Mary Jean. Welcome. Erica, thanks for being here. She has a birthday coming up 7/17 on Wednesday. I'm a Scorpio moon. I feel like I'm going through a profound transition and transformation mentally. Ooh, Erica, that is so good. I would imagine that you are. You're a Cancer. So what we look to see is what's happening to Cancers in general. And what we're seeing is Saturn is in Pisces. It's sort of giving Cancers this sort of relook at building a structure and feeling brave enough to do some of the things they have not been willing to do in their lives. And Neptune's not hurting either. So we're getting some newfound strength. It's great. Pamela, yes, weird stuff's happening. Please tell us how to navigate this shit show. She said this S show and I was being a brat. Tara, good morning. Marina, I just realized Mars and Uranus are cohabitating on my 11th house, Venus. My Mercury is at 27 degrees. I'm just going to chill. Excuse my emphasis and commentary. Mariana, yes, that is good. That's good. But it's also like that, those two guys, Mars and Uranus, are sort of where, like, if you start noticing you're being overreactive, that's really brilliant. Chill. But also, see if you're relooking at people and things in your life. Hi, Tara. Thanks for the little baby picture. I love that. Here's my rescue dog, Erica. He's my mini poodle. Oh, my God, a Libra. Duncan's a Libra. Oh, look at these babies. You guys, I don't have a drop of Cancer in my chart, do I? Maureen, good to see you. Michelle, welcome to the show. They're all welcoming you, Jay, as well. Jackie Walsh. Good morning, everyone. Happy to be here on this pensive morning. It is pensive. Very scary reality, Maureen says, including the ridiculous comments by the non-supporters. Pamela Snow. Yes, I mean, this stuff is going to fly. I know. Good. So glad that you're talking about Al Ghul. I've seen a lot of references to it this week, and it's the first I've ever heard about it. I know, Pamela. You know, there's always something in astrology that's sort of like, look at this. And it's like, oh, I didn't know that. Let's talk about it. And it's good because it's somebody will dissect it, the people smarter than me. And then I get to go, oh, look what I found. Lori Love. Hello, Mark. So glad you're talking about this. Thanks, Lori. I'm glad you guys are okay talking about it. This is good. Agree about the energies around us, says Erica. I had some strange interactions last week with family members and was more emotional than normal due to wanting to voice my truth and my birthday coming up on the 17th. Also, I had some strange emotions detached dreams. Yes. Yeah, and I think anytime there's a holiday that involves candles, Christmas, Hanukkah, your birthday, it's intense. I think our ancestors are saying, here,
lighten up a little bit, like blow these out and be distracted, because solar returns are hard. They really are. And I think that the whole, anytime I see a candle now, I'm suspect, like, oh God, it's going to be tough. They want me to be hopeful. Jay says, top of the morning to everybody. Welcome. Oh, he welcomes everybody. Jay, thank you so much. It's good to have you back. Astrology is amazing. I use it as my psychological tool, says Erica, to see how I will interact in general with people. Me being a Cancer Sun, Scorpio Moon, Mercury and Leo vacillate between extroverted and introverted, as well as trusting people and not. It's a roller coaster of emotions and analysis. It's good to do. I know. I know we share the sun and moon, and it is, I told John, I said, sometimes I see the best in people, but mostly I think I see their worst. It's terrible. I don't revel in that part of me. And then I find out I was wrong and I'm like, oh, sorry. There's me. Julie Miller. That was so sad about Doreen. I really felt for her mentees. I know the Doreen thing was a tragedy in a way. I mean, you can look at it as one. You could also look at it as go do what your heart desires. And thank you for getting out of the way of everything else, because everything else just felt so misguided. I was never a big fan personally. I've met her a couple times and I'm just not a big fan. It's not fair to say that when the person isn't here to defend themselves, because I'm not going to go into detail. It's a chemistry thing. You know, some people you just go, I just want to snuggle up with you. And some people you're like, if you even get close to me, I'm going to die. So you don't want to underestimate what your intuition is. You just don't want to give it, like, it's because I feel that way about some people doesn't make them those things. I just get to say, okay, you don't have to myself, but I don't have to go on a campaign about them, which is another thing I have this thing about, is campaigning. And my family did it awful, awful. And that's where I learned and created the word for it. You campaign, you get your point. Like my mom, when she was mad, and often she was mad, she would campaign. And who'd she campaign to? Anyone that would listen. What awful children she has, how ungrateful, what, you know, da, 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 da. And then they're all like, everybody looks at you like, it's like a community. They shun you, right? And especially when you have a big extended family like that and crazy people in it, the shunning and the insane, and everybody's belief about you just becomes it. Like, it just is it. You know what they think of you because the campaign has started. And I see that now with people. When they're campaigning against somebody else, when you're doing a campaign against somebody they don't like, and I'm very sensitive to it these days, especially because I don't like when you get the only word about why this person is a terrible person. I don't like that I have to rely on your word alone. Now, maybe this is an offshoot of social media where I don't now like that you tell me this person's terrible and now I'm supposed to believe you, because I used to have trusted sources. I don't anymore. I don't have trusted sources. I don't trust anymore what I'm reading, what I'm hearing. I have to go do research. And if especially if it's so egregious and obvious that you're like, that cannot be true. And I hear it, especially after what happened over the weekend. You hear it from both sides. Horrible. Horrible things. Horrible things. And I have come to realize that because somebody sees something in somebody that I don't like and they like them, I don't have to hate that person. Because what they're seeing, if you take a minute to see what they're seeing, they're probably seeing something that isn't about the person that they're loving. It's about a reaction to the other person that they're hating, that they're scared of. And people get scared. And so we project our safety. We project what's going to bring us safety. And if we don't turn this ship around a little bit, we don't stop hating on each other. I mean it. Because you like something or someone is not my criteria to hate you. And boy, it's been our way for many years. I remember when Bush was not very liked. I remember saying one thing about him and getting like, whoo, Lord. So it's always been there. This isn't new. I remember the sensitivity of politics. That's why I sort of took him out of my shows. And then I was arrogant enough to believe that everybody thought my way. I mean, I really thought that. Like, anybody close to me is going to think my way. It's ridiculous how much you grow up when you're old. If you let yourself. Okay, so the time of tyranny and fear for me is over. I'm asking that the time of tyranny and fear for you be over. I mean it. No matter what you think, no matter what you believe, if you think the world is coming to an end, then you might as well focus on your own life anyway and start being happy. But it might be time, under this sort of opportunity of change that we're facing, it might be time to dig up some place in you that wants to make a safe haven for your mind, for your inner child, for your external friends. I think friends want to go visit somebody who's always thinking that the world's going to die, the world's going to blow up. It's a S show. Now I won't say it because I'm rebelling against my own foul mouth. Right? I mean, so it's just, this is the change. This is the zeitgeist that I'm telling you about. This is the moment we have to stop the fear, to stop the crazy. And we're using the planets. Mars Uranus is a complete flip. It's a complete flip. And I don't care if you feel like you were on the victimized side or if you were on the victim-y side or what, or the victimer side. It doesn't matter. You're holding a grudge against anything outside of you. It's an opportunity to shake that a little bit. Shake it down a little bit. Stop it. Everybody reacts in fear. And fear looks like, you better get out of here because you're my enemy. Your ideas are scaring me. Well, it's up to you to create your safety inside and allow people a chance to voice what they're thinking. And if you can't have a dialogue about it, what do you got? You got, I'm committed to this belief. Nobody can change my mind. And I'm only going to believe what I know to believe. That's it. And so if that's you, bye. Thank you. I don't care. I'll see you because I have some ideas I need to ask you about. And if you're going to be all reactive, I don't want to hear them. But that's maybe the new way we can be friends again. Maybe that's the new way we can be friends again and talk about. I do remember being a kid. My mother was a big political component. She loved her politics. But I also remember she didn't hate on people that didn't share them, and that's new. That's just I remember that. Like, she had Republicans and Democrats at her house. She didn't care. It was really interesting because she did know, she had Mars in Libra. She did know it was about the person and their heart, just what they were believing. So it's not about the winning team. It's about what we can do to feel safe and being kind of bringing a loving thing back. Like, love needs to come back, make a comeback. It really does. Hate has really been having a ball here. And I think we're getting a little, it's stale. It's like it's got to turn like a season. Like, okay, maybe that'll happen. Let's see. But it starts with, what do you think it starts with? I think it starts with the absence of fear. I think it starts with recognizing that you're safe at all times. And who brings you that? I can promise you, not the news. If it bleeds, it leads in the news. You remember that? If it bleeds, it leads. If it's ugly, they want the story. So if that's who we're relying on, good luck getting some safety there. All right, I'm going to check on y'all, see how you're doing. And then we're going to take a quick look at the week ahead. Bring it back to astrology. Bring it back to love, light, fun, the river that we're flowing in. Okay. Yep, you guys are being great today. It's good to have you with me. Thank you so much for your participation in the show too. Okay, I hate when there's an issue in someone and everyone just piles on. Right, Pamela? Carrie Lee, love you, Mark. Oh, look at the baby. Oh, my God, that's so cute. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, love our babies. Charlene, thank you so much for the way you approach sensitive situations. Your conversation this morning lifted the sadness around my heart. Oh, Charlene, thank you. That's so sweet. That's an honor. Thank you so very much. Denise says, take it as a challenge, research it, and your options may change. Yes, your opinions may change, or at least grasp another understanding. Look at this. You know what, you guys? There's a reason. millions and millions of people have the opposite view of you behind a candidate. There's a reason. Are they all crazy? Come on. Really? Are they all duped but you? You're the only one sane? Maybe they have some good ideas. A lot of people are shocked at my ideas. I have some opinions, especially around the gender thing. I have some opinion. Because I don't, I feel rational, but I'm willing to listen. And they're not, and you know, you get to the point where it used to be, maybe it's changing, that if your opinion was unpopular, okay, turning that one off, you know, you're out of my life. And if that's the truth, then so what? Okay. So if somebody says, look, I don't like your opinion on this because the way you're talking about it is so ugly. Maybe the way you are talking about it is ugly. Maybe we need to change how we talk about it. But if you can't like sort of take a minute to look at like, here's my opinion. Here's why. Here's what hurts. Here's what scares me. Here's what, if you can't do that. And the only option is the person converts to your way of thinking, then you're no different than a born again in my world. Like, do you accept Jesus as your personal savior? Well, what's the answer is either yes or no, and I'm scared here now. So if the answer is no, you're out, right? I mean, are you being a fanatic? And that's what you got to think about. Are you being a fanatic? Is it possible? Is it possible that there's another way to look at things here? That's all we're asking. I know you've heard, I don't need to beat this horse. Astrology is one way to do it. Astrology is one way to look at what got hurt in me that won't let me open up. Because I was mean with my politics. I mean, I was mean. I didn't give people a chance. I didn't care. I was right. I was right. And I don't have really a regret about it because I was also scared. Now I look back and I'm like, that's what people do when they're scared. When they don't know, when you haven't taken the time to like hear, what is your, do you really hate me? What? And then you hear something else comes out. Well, we have a chance during this Al Ghul transit of Mars and Uranus. We have a chance with this Pluto return to turn it around. And let me tell you something, what else is happening this week, this Sunday. As much as I am like, I like the moons that make me happy, the moons that, that dance me up a little bit. Like, I like Sag moons. I like the Aries moons. I like when the moon's in Aries. I like when the moon's in the earlier signs in Gemini. I like when the moon's in Cancer, but nobody else does, but whatever. I don't particularly revel in the Capricorn moon because it seems like everything, I start worrying. It's me, it's me, it's in me, it's in me, it's in me. But I start worrying. And lo and behold, I'm like, oh, we're done. We had the full moon in Cancer. We had the full moon in Capricorn already. I lived through it. This is great. And lo and behold, to find out that it was so early in Capricorn when it happened at the beginning of the month, we're having another full moon in Capricorn. And that's where I have always said, God hates me. I'm sure of it. And this is the joke. He just loves playing practical jokes, or she, whatever, but it's sort of, I tell John, this is evidence again that God hates me. I'm telling you, it's evident everywhere. And I'm just teasing, but it is fun to say because it's a little radical. And it is like, here's Capricorn again. I remember when my dad died, I looked at my nephew because I was on this God hates me kick, right? And I was being a little brat about it. Like, I don't want to be afraid to say things like that, right? So if I think it's scary to say something like that, then I want to say it all the time. And I remember being at my dad's funeral, and I was like, I'm sure I've told this story before. I'm 40 pounds overweight. I'm feeling like a blimp. I'm at the worst, one of the worst times in my life. My dad passes. My mom's a lunatic. I'm going in. I hate my family. I don't, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I'll get in. I'll go support my mom because I want to stand with her, make sure that she's okay, being the Cancer, and I'll go home and, you know, do the proper thing. And no one will see me. I'll be fine. Well, guess what? High school reunion that afternoon across the street, my year, my people, and they all decide to come and say goodbye to Ernie. Every one of them, everyone that I went to school with. And I looked at my nephew and he goes, did you see the line? It's like, I said, I told you, God hates me. This is proof. He fell out laughing. He reading my lips from across. And I'm like, principles, the principal. I'm looking terrible. I can't even begin to tell you how bad I look. I had to rent a coat from, I had to go get a coat. Like, they only had a triple extra large, which was way too big, even though I'm big. And it was like, oh my God, I looked awful, really awful. And I hadn't slept. My mom, like I said, was being a nut. So I'm standing next to her, keeping her up. And there's the principal from when I was in high school. And there's the vice principal. And there's the teacher that I had a crush on that was like, you know, apologized to me once in the hallway because he was so mean to me. My high school, everybody's lining up to give condolences to my dad and seeing me. And I saw their eyes. I know what they were thinking. But it was my opportunity, not just to say God hates me. It was my opportunity to say, Mark, you got a little kid in here who is so scared and so alone and has no friends right now. And it was the moment I chose to go inside and say, I'm here with you, buddy. We'll stand and face these people. And I stood and faced everyone. I loved on them, hugged them. You look fabulous. Good to see you. I was gracious and I held my little kid. And that was my big triumph. It was really hard. I had to do the same thing when I went to Charles Schwab, and I'm the, you know, 60-year-old in the sea of 20-somethings taking classes for the first time and having to go meet everybody comes in from all of the departments to meet the new 20-somethings. And there's me. And I had to do the same thing. And, you know, you get good at it eventually. Like, you know, I ain't asking for your love. Okay. Capricorn moon happening Sunday. So we got that to look forward to this week. You guys do me a favor. Let's watch this Mars Uranus thing. Be careful. Like, it is one of those accident prone things. Don't take unnecessary risks. If you are prone to be that type of person, look in your chart and see where 26 anything lies. And if you have something at 26 in an earth sign, Capricorn, Virgo, or Taurus, big, big matter to you. If you have something near 26 in Scorpio, big matter to you. 26 in Leo, 26 in Aquarius. Now that could be 27, 28, 29. It could also be 23, 24, 25. Close to that point means do things with caution. Do things with intent. Do things with, like, take a breath first. And it's not because it's scary. It's because it's easy to lose yourself to the quickness of this, to the reactiveness of this. And when it comes to your politics, do whatever you do. But one thing to keep in mind, just to keep in mind, is anything disrupting your peace? And if it is, change something. You guys are the best. Thank you for letting me talk to you about this. Thank you for letting me smile with you, laugh with you, almost cry with you. Thanks for sharing your little fur babies. Oh my God. I love that we love our little creatures. Nothing is worse though when they're sick or when they're not well or when something's wrong with them. It's just awful. And I mean, if you have kids, I can't even speak to that. I don't know. I think that's why I am protected from having kids, because I can't think when one of my boys is sick. I just can't think. It's like terrible. And I hate having that kind of codependency, but it is what it is. Okay, one last roll through. Make sure you guys are doing okay. See if you have anything that I'm not talking about that you needed me to talk about. Moon in Taurus, 28 degrees in the ninth. Should I just stay home? Now, here's the thing. The ninth house is wisdom, Gwen. Bring wisdom in. Ask for wisdom. Ask for omens. Use that ninth house. Marina, 26, Venus, she says she's resting. Thank God I live alone. Okay, I mean, I think that's the wisdom that's coming to you. Do that. Do that. I love that. Barbara Armstrong, good morning. Welcome to the party. Paula's in the house. Hi, Paula. Hope you're doing well. Thank you. Thank you, Nadine. I love your support. I appreciate that. Denise Francis, research your opinions. That's the one on research. You guys, you know I love you so much. Let's do what we can to bring some peace to our own lives. That's what matters most. And then if you can extend that a little bit, do it, okay? Okay, we are having 12listen.com. My love affair with them is endless and forever. Please support them when you can. If you need help, test them. See what I'm talking about. It's pretty remarkable group of people that I just can't say enough words about the way I feel about you. And thank you for listening to the show. You're so kind to give me that kind of attention and energy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tell a friend. Let's keep it going. Okay, Christina LaFrance is up next, along with Lori Love. Then we have Serena. Oh, no, then we have Jamie, Dawn, and then Serena. I mean, a powerhouse. I'm so lucky. We all are. Thank you so much, you guys. This is Mark Husson, Mark's Astrology Hour.